Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Wednesday morning, we're gearing up for the weekend, and gearing being the literal word because it is here, ladies and gents. I can feel it, it's tangible, and I can sense it in the air. It's in Cape Town this weekend. Fears a world rallycross.
Come on.
Hits the streets of Kalani this weekend. Ian Banner is here. Ian, I'm so excited. This is the week.
This is it, Ryan. The drivers are in town, the cars are in town. Yeah. It is all happening.
I want to just tell people this because yesterday little birdies were talking and saying, oh, listen, but are we? Listen, the championship drivers, all of them, the current world champion is in town to contest.
Sure.
This is not a, they're sending out a B team or whatever. No. This is a world championship event. This is the best of the best. The cream of the crop will be battling it out this weekend.
100%. I mean, you know, Christofferson is, as you say, the world champion. Timmy and Kevin Hansen are both here. The brothers in 2019, Tim was world champion. Yep. At the moment, they're lying third and fifth.
Wow.
You know, on the calendar. So all to drive for.
Yeah.
I found something very interesting talking to the Hansons the other day. You know, you got Kenny the dad, who's a legend in the sport.
Yeah.
The two brothers, Kevin being the younger one, and how they drive as a team to support one another. It's amazing.
Wow.
You know, I'm the bodyguard. I'm getting in on the first corner to block the other car so I can give my brothers leading the championship at that time the opportunity to get ahead. Very, very interesting.
And that is the dynamic. You want to see it in action this weekend. And it's so fleeting that if you miss out, it's gone for another year. Mm. You know, you can watch it on TV, you can see it, and you watch the highlights of it on TV. But you want to be there where the action is, because it's not just about the main racing, which obviously is the World Rallycross. It's the entertainment either side. This coming Friday, you speak about the Hansen brothers. They're going to be in studio with us. But so will Brian from Red Bull.
Brian Kappa. The legend.
I mean, that guy on a motorbike is mind-blowing.
Performing twice in the day, so morning and afternoon, you know, and then Red Bull putting out the sims for people to come sim racing, our local RX races that are taking place, the drifting that's taking place.
Yes.
I don't think Cape Town switched on to this yet.
Correct.
I'm hoping over the next few days people are going to realize, don't miss out, because we've got a ticket price. I sometimes think we should have made it more expensive,
correct.
But it's 275 Rand for general admission. Get on the hill. Spectacular views, as you know.
Weather's perfect.
Perfect weather. 325 for a grandstand ticket, and 900 odd for a family of four. Mm-hmm. I mean, and of course the 10% Smile discount as well.
Absolutely. Smile 10 on checkout.
That's it. All to play for something, you know, Cape Town should be very proud to have in their town, because this is, as you say, a world championship event again after Formula E.
Yeah.
It's the second. It's not happening elsewhere. It's only happening in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
The Kalani International Raceway.
And you get the sense, because, I mean, you've just literally got off a plane from up north, that we are spoilt again. You know, Cape Town's, it's another coup for Cape Town that it's happening here. It could very easily have been up north. It could have,
absolutely.
And they've got the facilities, they've got the tracks to do it.
Yeah.
We need to do the Cape Town thing and come out in numbers to support it.
100%. I think that's really, really important, because as part of a world championship, it goes from here to Hong Kong for the closer. So these are the last two races in the world championship, and it's all to play for. There's lots of permutations. Yes, Christofferson has been leading the way. Can the others catch up? The playing field has been leveled somewhat. It's going to be about the driver this weekend, which I think is really cool. Less about the car, more about the driver.
Absolutely.
You know, we look at F1, where you see the dominance of Red Bull. It's phenomenal. We had Mercedes before that, but you want to see a really close competition, and I think we're going to see that this weekend. So something really amazing to get out and watch and see.
What I like about it is it starts early. So you want to get there early. It's not a matter of, well, I've got to wait till like 12, 1, 2 o'clock for the racing. There's something on the go from the get-go in the morning. Now, we know if you're a family and you've got kids, it's been school holidays, you've been putting your hair out going, what do I do with the kids? Everything, I mean, I don't want to knock other tourist attractions, but it's pricey to take your kids to do touristy things in the city. And you go, what can I do that's unique? Well, I've been there. I've done that. Oh, I can do that next week or next weekend or next school holidays. You can't do this next school holidays. You can't do this again the following holidays after that. This happens now in this weekend. And it's geared for that. It's geared for the family, not just the enthusiast that likes to watch racing. You know, often you go along and you go to an event and you go, well, this is just for people that love motor racing. Sure, but if you've got kids and your kids love being the tactile experience of getting up close, getting their hands and touching things and seeing things, this is what it's about. Mm. Their eyes are going to be like this. I remember taking Faith to the back, and she was a puck. She was like four years old or 5 years old at the time. Her eyes were like saucers. She was walking around going, Dad,
taking
Dad. And then they had, they put a cap on her head and they were taking her through some of the experiences there, the fan experiences. She didn't want to leave the fan zone.
Yeah.
I was like, Faith, we've got to go and watch the racing.
Yeah.
She was like, no.
I want right to
go get more food and get involved.
I think the point you make is it is entertainment.
Sure.
First and foremost.
Absolutely.
I mean, yes, it's a world championship motor racing event, but throughout the day, you've got entertainment on the go.
Yeah.
And that's what people can come and look forward to. You know, as you say, whether it's a motor racing fan or just somebody who loves a good time.
Yeah.
We all love a good time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To Shyla, who's just messaged saying as well that she's been waiting for news about what else is happening on the day, and now she's going to get family tickets. That's what it's about. It's not just about the racing, which is obviously competitive amongst the drivers because they're the best in the best, and they're battling it out for the championship. But around that, you are going to be entertained.
Also, for those who are interested, jump onto rallycross.co.za. That's where you'll pick up all the information, including the free transport on MyCity buses coming from Century City and elsewhere, various places. Don't get caught up in traffic, folks. Park the car, jump on a for free MyCity bus and get dropped at Killarney. Just show you've got your ticket for the race, etc., and boom, you're in. And we avoid that congestion. What a pleasure.
I've took the trip this week on the MyCity bus, just because it stops there anyway.
Yeah, seamless.
Seamless. Do you know, while the other traffic are caught at those robots at that intersection at Killarney, it's like that anyway. So irrespective of this being a big weekend, that intersection's normally busy. The MyCity bus cruises through.
Oh, nice.
I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And the stop is right at Killarney International Raceway. You get off and you walk onto the track. Basically, you get off and it's there, the gates. Tickets, I'm in.
That's amazing.
You know, that's one of the great bits of infrastructure the city's put in place. This MyCity bus, it works. I mean, it is seamless. It's run efficiently. It's brilliant. Electric buses next.
We're giving away tickets before 9 o'clock this morning. So keep listening for your chance to get your hands on tickets. Importantly, at a price of 900 rand for a family ticket, come on. Come on. You are going to thank me on Monday. You're going to message me and say, Ryan, it was the best family thing we did this weekend for the school holidays. Especially when the fact that petrol prices are going up today. And you don't have to worry about spending the petrol. Park and ride. Hop on the MyCity bus and come through. Ian, you said something that we're going to talk about in the future, and that's electric buses, because that's the way the world's going. But you know that you're a massive advocate for going green in Africa, going green. Can't wait to have the build-up, which starts today officially on The Breakfast Show. We've got an amazing lineup for Friday morning show. And importantly, it's time for you to get your tickets and get involved in this event so that, you know what? So it can happen again next year and the year after, and it can be a firm feature on the Cape Town calendar.
And if I may close by saying, Ryan, don't miss the opportunity to see the cars and the drivers up close and personal on Thursday morning around 10 o'clock
tomorrow
at the waterfront. Go to rallycross.co.za.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. I'll be there. All of us will be there, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.